Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, I want you to say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. In the name of Jesus, we worship the Lord today in spirit and in truth. And I thank you, people of God, for being here. And first of all, just giving all praise and glory and honor to the Almighty God, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank him for the opportunity to be here before you. It is a privilege and an honor to be a vessel that the Lord can use. And today we're going to be talking about that, being a vessel. That's our topic today. All right. So let's go into prayer. And we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, people of God. God bless each and every one of you as you come in. Thank you so much for the likes and just everyone that's coming in. If you're new, if you've been here before, I welcome you in today to the Just a Vessel Prayer and a Bible Study Live podcast. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Give God the praise. We give him the praise. Just coming in, praising God, people of God. Come on in with the praise in your heart. In Jesus' name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. We give him the praise. All right. So let's talk about being a vessel. And some may know what a vessel is in Jesus' name. It's something that holds a substance in Jesus' name. It holds a liquid or anything like that. It holds something. And it's to be used for that reason. Okay, to hold something in Jesus' name. And we are vessels of God to hold his spirit, to hold fast to faith in Jesus Christ, to hold his word within our heart and to hide it in our heart in Jesus' name so that we may not sin against him. The word of God says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. In the book of Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. So we hide his word in our heart. We hide in Jesus' name in the presence of the Lord so that we can be a vessel for the Lord. So being a vessel starts with faith. It starts with faith in Jesus Christ, because if you're going to be a vessel, you have to believe what you're preaching. You have to believe what you're teaching. You have to believe what you're, in Jesus' name, being used for, that you're being used for the glory of God. So it starts with faith in Jesus' name. We're going to go to Romans chapter 12, and verse 1 through verse 2. Okay. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So that first verse, the Apostle Paul here, he draws an important inference from the truth set forth in chapters 1 through chapter 11. This is chapter 12 now in Romans 12. And he's showing right here that he is commanding his people, you know, encouraging them and let them know that by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Jesus Christ. So when we do come, first come to Jesus, and he draws us, because the word of God says that no man can come unto the Father unless, no man can come to Jesus unless the Father, which sent him, draws him. Okay. So when we come to him, we come to him in faith. We come to him believing that he is who he says he is, and we come giving up our lives. Okay. So being a vessel starts with giving up your life. It starts with believing by faith that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he did die for your sins on the cross, and that the Father is real in Jesus' name. If you're going to be a vessel, you have to believe. You have to. That's what it takes. It takes that belief. If you have any unbelief in Jesus' name, just pray for the Lord to help all your unbelief in Jesus' name, because sometimes we go through things and the devil tries to bring that unbelief upon us. so that we will not believe the Lord's word, and we won't believe who he says he is, and that he is real in Jesus' name, that he is true. But when you know that you know that you know that Jesus has saved your life, that he's changed you, that he's come into your heart in Jesus' name, you can be a living sacrifice. You can every day give up your life for Christ so that he can use you as a vessel. All right? A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. When you become a living sacrifice in Jesus' name, you go into the process of becoming holy. You come into the process where you become a vessel that is living out what you are preaching. You're living out what you are teaching. You're living out what you are speaking to the people of God in Jesus' name, as you are a vessel. A vessel is not someone that is perfect. The vessel may not do everything right, but the vessel will believe that Jesus Christ can change them, and that Jesus Christ can wash them clean, that the grace of God is sufficient for them because they believe by faith. So when this happens, the vessel has to be willing, as us, God's servants, willing to go through some things. Be willing that when I do mess up, I can come back to the cross and get cleaned up. Okay? And then, now we're going to this, which is your reasonable service. This is our reasonable service, to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We start now in verse 2 where it says, and be not conformed to this world. Okay? When we are not conformed to this world, we're able to be a vessel. We don't look like the world. We don't talk like the world. We don't fit in with the world. But now we're being used in a dark world to be a light. Okay? The Bible says we are like a city that is set upon a hill. In Jesus' name, it cannot be hid. In Jesus' name. Jesus says we are not of this world, so therefore the world will hate us. If you go to the book of John, chapter 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give God the praise. John chapter 15. And we're going to go to verse verse 16 and verse 19. Both of those verses. It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now go to verse 19. It says, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So Jesus has chosen you. He has chosen you to be used. He has chosen you to bear fruit so you don't look like the world. He has chosen you so that whatever you ask of the Father in his name, he may give it you. He has given you favor with God and favor with man too. Because when man see you, they don't see the world, because you're not conformed to this world, but now your mind is transformed and renewed into where you have the perspective that Jesus is now my purpose. He's the reason why I'm here. He's the reason why I'm still standing. The grace of God, it is why I can live for Jesus. Let's talk about grace, okay? Grace is undeserving favor. I'm gonna say that again. Grace is undeserving favor. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So while we were yet still doing what we wanted to do, while we were yet living lives that were not of God in Jesus' name, while we were out there sinning like we wanted to sin, he still died for us, knew that we were going to do all of that in Jesus' name, knew that we wasn't going to choose him all the time, but we were going to choose the world. But now you know today that he's chosen you out of the world. The world will not like you. when you are a vessel, the world will not like you. In Jesus' name, there are gonna be people that just don't like you. They just look at you and you know they might mean mug you in Jesus' name, because you're living for Jesus. That's the truth. It's gonna be people that talk about you behind your back when you're a vessel for God. But if you're willing, if you're willing, if you're able to be a living sacrifice, if you're able to give it up, you'll see the glory of God manifest in your life. You'll see God get the glory out of your life in Jesus' name. And you'll then see where you'll find favor even with man in Jesus' name. They may not like you, but they're going to have to, in Jesus' name, come to the anointing that's on your life. They're going to have to do what the Lord is going to put on their heart to do, because sometimes the people that don't like you will come back and bless you in Jesus' name. And now, knowing this, it's okay to not always get it right. It's okay to sometimes mess up. But go back to the Lord. Run back to his presence and let him clean you up. If you want to be a vessel, you have to be willing. Willing to make mistakes. Willing to not always get it right. Willing to give up your life every day. The living sacrifice. Sacrifice is one of the most important things. As a Christian, some people don't talk about it. Sacrifice. Losing yourself every day. Losing your life. Giving it up. Because in the end, you know that your gain is heaven. Your gain is the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Your gain is the Holy Spirit. God living within you. Hallelujah. People of God, just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. His presence is here. I want you to know today that you can be a vessel that the Lord can use for his glory. You might not always get it right. When you come to Jesus, he can help you get it right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Being a vessel takes sacrifice. It takes giving some things up that you may hold dear to yourself. But because God loves you so much, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is why you can be a vessel. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence.
Thank you. Thank you.
His presence is here. He has let you know today that you can be a vessel. You can be a vessel. Anybody can be a vessel that the Lord can use for his glory. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't be used by God. For the devil tries to speak things to your mind to make you feel like you're not able to be used by the Lord. I come to let you know today that you can be a vessel. Lift your hands right there. And we're going to pray that we submit so that we can be a vessel. That we do everything that we can to be a vessel for God to use while we're on this earth. Jesus. Thank God. I give you praise. I give you praise. give you praise. Come on, people, just worship the Lord. Just worship him wherever you are. Just thank him for his presence. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for how good he's been to you throughout the years. You could have been dead and gone. But God kept you so that you could be a vessel. Lord, we love you. We love you so much. We thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for dying for us. Sending your only son to die for us so that we can be saved. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. Healed from every infirmity. Healed from the spiritual disease of sin. So that we can live a life holy and acceptable. Pleasing unto you. God, help us to know your will for our lives. And let this life that you've blessed us with not be our lives anymore, but let it be you living through us so that we can be a vessel. Let us go through the process every day of giving our life up to you. Every morning that you wake us up, help us to say, Lord, I give you. I give you everything. I give it all to you today so that you can be glorified. Not for my benefit, not for my gain, but that I may die daily. Hallelujah. That I may be crucified with Christ. So it will not be I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you for your presence. God, let your presence touch every soul. Every heart that's listening in, let your fire surround them. Let your fire saturate them, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your fire. Ramaseko yadamoshetea. Rimaseno roshetea ramasaya. Let your fire settle upon them right now. Saturate them, O God, with your fire. Let your glory fall upon them right now. Romose yadamasikondo. Let your glory change them. Let your glory fill them. Let your spirit do a work in them, O God, that they may not be the same. I decree and declare over your life that you will be not conformed to this world, but you will be transformed. I speak transformation to your mind, renewing of mind. I pray that the Lord will keep you in perfect peace as you keep your mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Stand on his word and watch him do what he wants to do in your life. I pray that everyone listening in right now will be a vessel that God can use for his glory. For the preaching of the cross, is foolishness to those who perish. But to us who are saved, we know that it is the power of God. It's the very power unto salvation. We love you, Jesus. We put you first. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. If his presence is here. And I want you to know today, you can be a vessel. The Lord came to let you know. You can be a vessel that he can use for his glory. Anybody can. No matter what you have done, said, or thought. That was wrong. In Jesus' name, he forgives you. His grace will enable you to be a vessel if you're not already. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and God be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace that surpasses all understanding. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We thank God for his presence and for the ability to, in Jesus' name, come before him and to be in his presence. We love him so much. And I want you to know he loves you. I love you in Jesus' name. Until next time, the new schedule is not in operation yet. But soon we will be starting our new schedule. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Okay? So, Lord's will, we'll be here on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll let you know when we'll start the new schedule. All right? God bless you.
Thank you.